you might get some joy there. Now, it's been talked about for months, but tomorrow the first phase of Donald Trump's ban on TikTok comes into effect. TikTok has over 100 million users in the US, and from Sunday, new users will no longer be able to download or update the app. So what's driving this? I mean, is it a case of a thin-skinned president embarrassed by teenagers, or is it anti-Chinese sentiment? Is that the main driver? Well, Ciara O'Brien is technology journalist for the Irish Times, and she's with us now just to sort of fill us in and tell us what's going on. Thanks for talking to us on the programme today, Ciara. What exactly is happening this weekend for TikTok in the US? In fact, maybe I should start by saying, in a nutshell, what's TikTok?
Well, TikTok is basically a video sharing app. So you create short videos set them to music, and it's incredibly addictive and it's incredibly popular. But what's happening this weekend in the US is, as of midnight on Sunday, you'll no longer be able to download the TikTok app officially from the app stores. So they're taking it out. So that means no new users can download the app, and there'll be no updates issued for the app, so no new features. But that doesn't actually mean people won't be able to use it, because the company's been given until November to basically address the issues that the US authorities have decided are endemic in the app, endemic in the service, and either sell the US operation or solve those national security issues. So until then, people in the US will still be able to upload videos and watch them, and you can still set up an account through the website to watch the videos. Or they can, you know, kind of go inside their own home app store.
So is it a question that updated versions of the app will not be able to be downloaded?
Yeah, and look, there's issues there in that it sounds very simple, just keep the app itself until November 12th, I think, and as of November 12th.
And that's 12th, when a full ban comes in, is it?
This is where things will get a bit more difficult. As of November 12th, there'll be basically a ban on internet companies and hosting data centers on doing business with TikTok. So that basically will mean the app will not be able to function in the US. So that's really, if they don't meet that deadline, if they don't do whatever it is that the Trump administration want them to do to fix the problems that they feel are part of the app, then it will be game over for TikTok.
Okay,
as of
but I mean, fixing the problems they feel that are part of the app, resolving the administration's concern about national security. Are there real concerns about national security? And what would the TikTok parent company have to do to say, listen, by the way, there were problems, but we're okay now?
There's a bit of conflict over this one. So obviously there's a wider move in the US to stop Chinese companies from getting US tech and data. And that's kind of what's at the heart of a lot of this stuff. I mean, we've seen it with Huawei, but that's the reason why you can't get a new Huawei phone with Google services on it anymore, because there is that ban on doing business with Chinese companies. But, you know, it would be kind of easy to dismiss it as just, you know, the Trump administration getting a bee in its bonnet over this. But there has been kind of concerns voiced among national security experts about the level of access that Chinese authorities could have to data on US citizens and how that data could be used. Because there was a national intelligence law brought in 2017, and that kind of caused a bit of disquiet among people, because the broad interpretation of it was that companies would have to comply with intelligence gathering operations if they were requested to do so. And they've since said, look, you know, that the Chinese officials have since said that the companies should comply with local laws while abroad. But there's a lot of distrust there. And that's kind of what is at the heart of this. So on one hand, you have people arguing that TikTok is a Trojan horse of sorts, you know, gathering US data. And on the other hand, you have people saying, look, this is just xenophobia, and it's an anti-China agenda. And probably somewhere in the middle is where an awful lot of people sit, because they don't really know what to believe. And the problem is that there isn't an awful lot of evidence that has been shown that this transfer of data is actually happening.
Well, then let's leave out the word xenophobia and take a look at anti-China. Some people say it's the same thing, but I mean, maybe it isn't, because, like, for instance, like there's a quote here from James Lewis, a cyber expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says, big data is the core of intelligence now. This is the most intense espionage campaign against the US since the Reagan administration. We are engaged in an intense espionage contest, a spy war with China. So the whole thing, if the battle over TikTok, is this just the latest example of a much tougher stance that Trump is taking against China in recent months?
Well, look, there may well be legitimate concerns there, but the truth is that they haven't shown the evidence. You know, and even the ACLU have come out against this ban on TikTok, saying it restricts freedom of expression, against the First Amendment, and that they have seen no evidence to back up any of the claims that this is a threat to national security. And what they actually, they said it was basically a gross abuse or something along those lines of the executive powers, because, you know, again, it's that there's been no concrete evidence to show that this, that TikTok and WeChat are actually taking all this data and funneling it over to the Chinese companies, and they don't collect any more data, I suppose, than regular social media companies that are headquartered in the US. So, I mean, if you're going to be concerned about the level of privacy, you know, and the impact that it could have on US citizens, I mean, why aren't we all shouting about this?
Yeah, but I mean, I remember just a few weeks ago, it was TikTokers who were advised to rock the Bach in Tulsa in Oklahoma. Basically, you know, Trump was doing his thing, rally thing, and TikTok was used to what? To make nobody go.
They were given the credit for this. So I think people are kind of in two minds that whether or not they're responsible for the full amount of it, because what happened was people could register for tickets online, and you had the campaign manager on Twitter talking about how he'd had close to a million requests for tickets for a venue that only holds around 19,000. So they arranged for this overflow area where people could watch outdoors. It's also in the middle of a pandemic, you know. So I mean, on one hand, you have all these reports about masses of people who are going to be descending on this rally in Tulsa, and it's not, I mean, even if you were intending on going, maybe it might have made a few people rethink, you know, because it is in the middle of a pandemic. But you know, this has happened before with Trump rallies where people have organized, you know, just political, who are politically opposed to him, who are just regular citizens who've registered for tickets with no intention of showing up. Now, it did take off on TikTok, all right, but whether or not they were actually responsible for the full, you know, 800,000 tickets, you know, I think that only about 6,200 people showed up, according to the fire marshal. So that was quite a big drop from the 1 million that they were expecting.
I didn't realise that what you're saying is it wasn't, TikTok might be taking the kudos for a bit of a laugh, because the whole thing was a bit of a laugh. And you're saying it mightn't really have been TikTok that much.
Well, no, they definitely had an impact. It was going around on TikTok and it was quite a popular thing. But what I'm saying is it's not something that would be unusual. It's just the level of the level of ticket requests were probably more than you would usually see. But you don't know how much of that is also bravado on the part of the campaign.
But also the TikTok people, like, hey, we had a bit of a laugh. Look what we did. Only 6,000 in a place that takes 20, and we thought there was going to be 5 billion there or whatever. The point about it is maybe it backfired, because look who you're dealing with here. You're dealing with a guy who doesn't like to have the rug pulled from underneath him. Trump got annoyed about that, possibly.
It's possibly had an impact. I mean, look, it wouldn't have helped. I mean, realistically, it probably didn't help. But whether or not it fueled his ire about TikTok, you know, I think WeChat has also been in the crosshairs on this one. And WeChat's ban is actually, it's far more severe immediately, because they just won't be able to do any kind of business with US citizens
Will WeChat users not be able to do, like, from tomorrow, to send payments and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's a bit more severe. Yeah, it basically stops WeChat from operating. I mean, look, WeChat is probably not as popular in the US as TikTok is, but it has been, like, it's a couple of billion users that, you know, were connected to the Chinese diaspora in the US, and now I mean, it's not just a kind of an app where people can, you know, send messages backwards and forth. There's actually a payments platform that's used in China as well. So, you know, there was some concerns, like, that US companies wouldn't be able to use WeChat as a payments platform within China, but this ban only applies to the US.
All right, okay. So as of tomorrow then, Americans will no longer be able to download TikTok or WeChat from the Apple and Google Play app stores. And then come November, everything goes off. You know, basically, you know, the updated versions of the apps will not be downloaded. The full ban comes into effect in November after the election.
Exactly. So, it's something that I think it's probably going to run for another little while. Now, TikTok is planning action. They've been looking for support from some of the tech companies. They have hundreds of US employees. This is the strange thing, that TikTok as a company has hundreds of US employees. They have millions of US users. And now you basically have all of this tied up in the hands of one man who's not exactly known for being reasonable. It's a bit of a strange situation.
Well, we'll see what happens. Listen, Ciara, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today. Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times. Thanks, Ciara. Good luck.
Thank you.